Daily Rest, Monday, February 12th, 2024. This week's theme is Introduction to Lent. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. Luke 18, verses 31 to 33. Jesus, I will ponder now. In anticipation of another Lenten season, perhaps there are several things that you can expect to hear and see at church. Maybe the first thing that comes to your mind are the purple vestments put out to represent Spirit-led repentance and the royally rich sacrifice offered by our Savior. Maybe you think of the deeply cathartic and cleansing messages preached by a rotation of pastors, reassuring your heart of Christ's sacrifice for the forgiveness of all your sins. And finally, maybe you're like me, and you think about the hymns of Lent, which provide not only vivid lyrics, rich minor keys, and emotional swells, but also convey the rich, intrinsic value of our Savior's passion. Jesus lived a perfect life and died an innocent death, so that all our sin can be laid at the foot of the cross and put away forever. Jesus, I Will Ponder Now is an appropriate hymn as we enter the season of Lent, serving well to focus our minds upon the meaning of the season. This hymn movingly expresses why we observe this simple yet important time. During Lent, we remember the blessings that we have every day of our lives, Jesus' blood and righteousness. We observe how these gifts, which were painstakingly earned by Jesus, have become our glorious dress. Seeing this, Lent is yet another time of year where we ponder Jesus and his work of salvation given to us. Jesus, I will ponder now on thy holy passion. With thy Spirit, me endow for such meditation. Grant that I, in love and faith, may the image cherish of thy suffering, pain, and death, that I may not perish. Amen.